Blog Talk Radio.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me. Crying out. favor in your sight. Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King.
Favor
in your sight.
Lord, please, Lord, please.
Hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting just to be where you are.
Across
the hottest desert. Just say I'll travel near or far.
Gotta be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
do anything, whatever it takes, just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Wanna be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me. Thank you, everybody on the phone lines. Thank you, everybody online. Thank you, everybody that will be listening later. Thank you, everybody listening to the podcast. However you're listening on tonight or later on, I thank God for you. The first song that I played, because some people actually want to know, the first song I played was Give Me You by Shauna Wilson. The second song was For Your Glory by Tasha Cobbs. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you honor and praise, Lord God, for everybody that's under the sound of my voice tonight, God. I pray, God, that you bless everybody, God, individually, according to what they need from this word, Lord God. Let them receive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Feed your people on tonight, that nobody will leave this place starving, Lord God, still looking for something on tonight. Let them receive, Lord God. I know what you told me to say, Lord God, but speak to them individually, Lord God, through this word. They may get something out of it that I didn't even say, but you know to hear, Lord God. So I ask that you help me minister to your people on tonight. And for that, God, I give you all the glory, because it's about you and not me. Amen. 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 Tonight, the foundational text comes from 1 Kings chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 16 through 27 from the NIV. Again, that's 1 Kings chapter 3, 16 through 27. A wise ruling. Now two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, "Pardon me, my lord. This woman and I live in the same house, and I had a baby while she was there with me. The third day after my child was born, this woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but the two of us. During the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. So she got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while I, your servant, was asleep. She put him by her breast and put her dead son by my breast. The next morning, I got up to nurse my son, and he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't the son that I bore. The other woman said, "No, the living one is my son. The dead one is yours." But the first one insisted, "No, the dead one is yours. The living one is mine." And so they argued before the king. Verse 23, the king said, "This one says, 'My son is alive, and your son is dead,' while the other one says, 'No, your son is dead, and mine is alive.' Then the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' So they brought a sword for the king. He then gave an order, 'Cut the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other.' The woman whose son was alive was deeply moved out of love for her son, and said to the king, 'Please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him.' But the other said, 'Neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two.' Then the king gave his ruling: give the living baby to the first woman. Don't kill him. She is his mother." I can hear somebody saying in my spirit, this is going to be interesting tonight. I hope so. It was good when God gave it to me. We shall see. Focusing in on verses 19 through 22. During the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. She got up in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while I, your servant, was asleep. She put him by her breast and put her dead son by my breast. The next morning I got up to nurse my son, and he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning light, I saw that it wasn't the son I bore. The other woman said, "No, the living one is my son. The dead one is yours." But the first one insisted, "No, the dead one is yours. The living one is mine." And so they argued before the king. She broke the law. That's literally what she did. In the text, one woman stole the other woman's child, and had she been living in 2018 with us, she would have been arrested. Okay, so that's clear. That's not the issue tonight. That's clear, so that's not the issue tonight. Think about it, though. Who are we to judge? Maybe none of us have stolen a child and tried to pass them off as our own. Maybe none of us have stolen a child and tried to pass that child off as our own. Hopefully none of us has. But all of us have been through something that left us in denial. But all of us, each one of us listening in on tonight, each one of you listening in tonight, all of us, and it left us in denial. We just didn't want to believe that. We just didn't want to accept the truth about that. We just didn't want to believe our loved one was dead. We just didn't want to accept the truth that our marriage was over. We just didn't want to accept the truth that the marriage was over and has been over for some time now. Who are we to judge? And the woman in tonight's foundational text, she just couldn't accept the fact that it was her son that was dead. So she did something so wrong, so irrational. Without thinking, she took the other woman's baby who lived in the same house with her. She switched her dead baby with this woman's live baby because to her, her baby was still not dead. She switched her dead baby with the woman's live baby because to her, her baby was still not dead. Still not dead, tonight's message. She just couldn't accept the fact that she had accidentally laid on her baby overnight while sleeping and killed him. That's the truth. It's right there in tonight's foundational text. But just because there's proof of something, how many know just because there's proof of something, that doesn't mean that's what you want to hear. Because there's proof of something, that does not mean that that's what you want to hear. She couldn't accept what she had done to her own baby, so she denied it. She switched the two babies because she was not ready to face the truth. She was not ready to face the consequences of the truth. At this point, she couldn't even stand to hear the truth. Have you ever been there? I know I have, when I couldn't even stand to hear nobody tell me the truth. I knew I was wrong, but I just couldn't stand to hear nobody tell me the truth, tell me I was wrong. At this point, she just couldn't stand to hear the truth. And somebody posted on Instagram a few days ago, "The truth doesn't change just because you don't want to hear. The truth doesn't change just because you don't want to hear." I agree. But have you ever done something so wrong, so irrational, without thinking? You did what you did, all because you desperately needed the lie you told yourself to be true. Have you ever did something so wrong, so irrational, without thinking? We already established that ain't none of us switched no babies, stole no babies, hopefully. But have you ever done something so wrong? I don't know what it was. You know that's between you and God. Have you ever done something so wrong, so irrational, without thinking? You did what you did, all because you desperately needed the lie you told yourself to be true. Have you ever struggled with something so hard that you knew? Have you ever struggled with something so hard that you knew the right thing to do, but that's not what you did? The Apostle Paul could testify to this, and I'm quite sure many of us can give our testimony as well. The Apostle Paul said, "I don't really understand myself. listen to the Apostle Paul. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. Romans 7:15 NIV. From the Amplified, it says, for I do not understand my own actions. I am baffled and bewildered. I am baffled and bewildered by them. I do not practice what I want to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate and yielding to my human nature. I know all of us at some point have yielded to our own human nature. Don't play. I've done it. You've done it. Don't play. We've all yielded to our human nature at some point. The Apostle Paul says, but I'm doing the very thing that I hate and yielding to my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity. Think with me, because on Polyphia, yeah, I like to make you think. Think with me. Had the woman in tonight's foundational text been living in 2018 here with us, there's no doubt she would have been arrested for what she did. But in light of the scripture that I just read, I think she would have been most likely released into a mental facility with her attorney in court arguing the point. She did it. But she didn't know what she was doing. She did it, but she didn't even understand what she was doing. Again, the scripture says in Romans 7:15, New Living Translation, I don't really understand myself for what I want to do, I don't do. I want to do what's right, but I don't do it. The Amplified Bible says, for I do not understand my own actions. I'm baffled and bewildered by them. Just imagine being declared unstable. And the only thing wrong with you is you have feelings for what is dead. And the only thing wrong with you, you've been declared unstable. Just imagine you've been declared unstable. As stable as you think you are, you've been declared unstable. And the only thing wrong with you is you have feelings for what is dead. The woman, the mother in tonight's foundational text, even though her baby had died overnight, she still had feelings for her baby. She still felt like a mother preparing to breastfeed her baby, still not dead. And somebody listening in, you still have feelings for what is dead too. Admit it, you still have feelings for what is dead too. I can prove it to you. Just like the woman, the mother in tonight's foundational text, she still had feelings for what's dead, for what is dead. That relationship you're in is dead. That relationship you're in is dead, but you still can't move on. That marriage has ended. It's been over for a long time, and you're still all up in your feelings. And somebody is still holding that person close to your breast, dear to your heart. You're feeding into dysfunctional behavior with this person. Some man, I don't know who I'm talking to, but some man, you're going to take something over there for her on Valentine's Day. You're going to take something over there for her on Valentine's Day and do things that you know you shouldn't do. And she will probably have a plate ready for you because you're both feeding into it instead of letting go, instead of officially ending what has already ended, instead of accepting the closure that needs to be closed after the divorce, you feed into it. But because feelings don't die overnight, you still feel like a wife. You still feel like his girlfriend. You still feel like her husband. Man, you still feel like her husband / boyfriend. And because your flesh is still very much attracted to them, you do what you do without thinking. And because she still felt like a mother, even though her child was dead, she was actually preparing herself to breastfeed someone else's baby. She was actually preparing herself to breastfeed someone else's baby because she still felt like a mother. You still feel like a wife. He still feels like your husband. Man, feelings will mess you up. That's why the Apostle Paul said, later on in Scripture, he said, first of all, he was the same Apostle Paul that struggled with doing the right thing versus the wrong thing. But later in Scripture, he said, I die daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31, King James Version. I die daily. Why did Paul say I die daily? The Apostle Paul said I die daily. He said I die daily because he understood the importance of crucifying the flesh daily. He said I die daily because he understood the importance of crucifying the flesh daily. Somebody. You can't afford to let your emotions, your thoughts, to let your attitude go unchecked. You cannot afford to let your emotions, your thoughts, to let your attitude go unchecked. You must make a conscious decision to deal with how you're feeling daily. You must make a conscious decision to deal with how you're feeling daily. The Apostle Paul understood how easy it could be to act out of the flesh. He understood how easy it could be to act out of the flesh and not the spirit. Therefore, you can't afford to let hurt feelings, heartbreak, and grief linger in you too long unchecked. You cannot afford to let hurt feelings, heartbreak, and grief linger in you too long, unchecked, unsupervised by the Holy Spirit. See, we're saved. I'm taking for granted that everybody listening to me right now at this point. We're saved, and we're supposed to be supervised by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, you cannot let feelings like hurt, heartbreak, and grief linger in you too long, unchecked, unsupervised by the Holy Spirit, who the Bible says is there to lead and guide us. John 16:13, New Living Translation. Now, I'm not telling you to somehow be superhuman. I'm not telling you, Prophet Stacy is not telling you to somehow be superhuman and not feel anything. That would be impossible and unrealistic. Come on now, that would be impossible and unrealistic. No, feel the way you feel. No, feel the way you feel. But there is a way to feel the hurt. There is a way to feel the hurt, the heartbreak, and the grief, and still have hope. I'm a living witness. I've been hurt, I've experienced heartbreak, and I've been made to live with grief. I'm a living witness. I've been hurt, I've experienced heartbreak, and I've been made to live with grief. I believe that's why God chose me to spearhead an online ministry whose vision statement, just in case you don't know the vision statement of this ministry, whose vision statement is seeking to help you where you hurt. I know pain, but at the end of the day, I still have hope because I know the truth. I know that there will be times that I hurt, that I grieve, but I do not have to grieve in the same manner as the world. Somebody, you do not have to grieve in the same manner as the world. Yes, you're going to grieve and you're going to hurt and you're going to go through things, but you do not have to grieve in the same manner as the world, those who are without hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, NIV. Oh, no. Christ in me is the hope I need. Somebody listening on the sound of my voice, Christ in you is the hope you need. Christ in me is the hope I need, the hope of glory. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. We know these scriptures, but I don't think we really take time to think about what they mean. One scripture says that we have hope in us. The other scripture says that God is greater than the world. The God in us is greater than the world. And what's in the world, hurt is in the world, heartbreak is in the world, grief is in the world, among other things, but God is greater. 1 John 4:4, Colossians 1:27, NIV. You see, hurt feelings, heartbreak, and grief are emotions that can easily turn into the wrong type of reaction. That's what happened to the woman in tonight's text. She was grieving, she was hurt, and those kind of emotions led to the wrong type of reaction. You see, hurt feelings, heartbreak, and grief are emotions that can easily turn into the wrong type of reaction and have you doing stuff you know is wrong and have you doing stuff that you know is wrong. You might not ever go to that screen that the woman in tonight's text did. Still, the Bible says all wrongdoing is sin. Don't be fooled. Still, you may not do what she did in the text, but still the Bible says that all wrongdoing is sin. Don't be fooled. 1 John 5:17, NIV. But can you imagine? Just imagine with me. But can you imagine having a mental breakdown after the death of a loved one? And it be documented for all eternity. Can you imagine that? That's what happened to the woman, the mother in tonight's text. Overnight, her loved one died. Overnight, her baby died. And overnight, she woke up to discover her loss. Mentally, she couldn't take it. And her mind just snapped. For the lack of a better word, her mind just snapped. And she reacted out of her flesh and out of the moment. She reacted out of her flesh and out of the moment. Now here it is, documented in the Bible for all eternity. Now here it is, documented in the Bible for all eternity. All anybody has to do is download a Bible app on their phone and go to 1 Kings 3 to read about what happened to her, how she tragically lost a child overnight, stole another woman's baby, went into denial. She just couldn't accept the truth. To her, her baby was still not dead. And she was so irrational with grief that she was actually preparing to breastfeed another woman's child. It's clear to me. It's clear she had a mental breakdown and could have been declared temporarily insane. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know she did wrong. But how would you like it if everybody everywhere had access to the moment that you broke down? How would you like it if everybody everywhere had access to the moment that you broke down, the moment that you lost it, and you weren't yourself for whatever reason, and you did some things you shouldn't have. You did some things out of grief, out of hurt, out of heartbreak, things you're not proud of. I'm talking to you, those of you who have slashed tires. Come on now, you done slashed some tires before. Those of you who have cut up some clothes before, burned up his clothes or whatever. I'm talking to you. You see, you must learn. If you don't take anything else from this message tonight, I want you to take this part. You must learn to read the Bible with yourself in mind. You must learn to read the Bible with yourself in mind. Then you will realize just how greatly God has forgiven us. Because you know your past. I don't know your past, but you know what you've done, and I know what I've done. So I can't judge this woman. Although I know she did wrong, I cannot judge her. Because I don't know what I'll be facing tomorrow that may make me snap. You don't know what you may be facing tomorrow that may make you snap. It's by the grace of God that we're all here and stable and in our right mind. And we should give God praise for that every day, that our minds are stable and focused on Him. And if not, get your mind focused on Him. Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge? Who are you to judge? When deep down, it's possibly true. When deep down, it's possibly true, probably true. We're all trying to live with something that to us is still not dead. It's probably true. We're all trying to live with something that to us is still not dead. I'm just saying. Father God, look up on that one in denial, on the verge of breaking down, because they can't accept it, because they can't accept something. Shield them from a public breakdown. Send your Holy Spirit to minister privately to them in this, their darkest season of their life. Shield them until they are healed, until they are delivered from the hurt, the brokenness, from the grief. And send somebody physically, if need be, in their life right now to stop them from doing something crazy, something they will regret, something that could severely affect the course of their life and somebody else's as well. Somebody that would, let it be somebody that would not judge them, but be a listening ear, a source of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father God, be the lifter of every bowed down head. who does not know you for the fear of looking silly. Be the lift of every bowed down head that does not know you for the fear of looking silly. Help them to believe and cling to you anyway, knowing that Jesus is Lord and Savior, the one that they need the most, the one that they need the most, the one that they need more than ever right now. In his name, amen. If you need to know more about salvation, feel free to visit the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com, prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fireministry.com, and click on the Salvation tab. At this time, the phone lines are open. If there's anybody joining me tonight via Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer, just smash one on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Once again, thank you, everybody, for listening on tonight. Pray you got something out of the word. However you listen, I thank God for you. Press one on your phone if you desire prayer. Okay, I see that there are no prayer requests live on the line tonight. God be the glory. But if you ever need me, don't be shy, because this is a part of what God called me to do. You can always call or text me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. If you didn't get the number but you're following me on social media, just hit me up and say, Prophet Stage, I didn't get the number, but I need to talk to you about something. That's fine. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. for prayer and Bible-based consultation. Also, everybody listening on tonight, be sure to join me on Wednesday, Valentine's Day night. If you're not doing anything Valentine's Day night, be sure to join me right back here on Prolific Fire, same time, same place. It's going to be a fun time in the Lord. God just dropped something in my spirit to do for Valentine's Day. Also, there will be a giveaway on Valentine's Day night. Yes, I have a gift that I want to give to you. All you have to do is just show up, and I'll tell you what to do from there. But I want to give you something. You don't have to pay for it. I'll send it to you free just to say happy Valentine's Day. I love you. God loves you. Thank you so much for being supportive of this ministry. So Prolificfire, you will be having a Valentine's Day giveaway. You will see the flyer on social media, but you won't hear anything or see anything about a giveaway on social media, because I'm not trying to tell everybody. I'm just trying to tell my inner circle, and you all are my inner circle. Jesus didn't tell all his business to everybody. He told his inner circle, and he told people publicly what he needed them to know and nothing more. So you're my inner circle. I'm telling you about the giveaway Valentine's Day night. Be here. And thank you for remembering and being here on Valentine's Day night. It's going to be fun. Don't come looking for nothing too deep. It's going to be a little deep, because that's what Prolific Fire is about, but not the regular word that goes really, really, really deep. I just want it to be fun, something to make you point you toward God. But we'll see. Unless God leads another way, so we'll see. Also, be sure to join my sister on Friday, February 16th, for prayer and encouragement on Faith on the Line with Prophet Spade. That's Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the same number you called tonight, if you're on the phone lines, call again. Call 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, Friday night. And she will be praying, encouraging us, and the phone lines will be open that night for prayer as well. Also, you can join her on Periscope at Prophet's Pate. And I think her username on there is at Natasha C. Pate. But you can find her on Periscope if you just want to see her while she's praying, while she's encouraging. If you want to see her, do that. If you just want to hear her, call here. Either way is perfectly okay. Find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, and find me on Facebook at Prophetess Stacy, which is my personal page. Until next week, everybody, I think I said everything I needed to say. If not, charge it to my head, not my heart. To God be the glory. I love each of you. Have a blessed night.